Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
In his fake history column today, Miles Dungan asks, is presidential impeachment actually worse than the Salem witch trials?
Late last year, a penitent Donald Trump wrote a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, taking full responsibility for his actions in the Ukraine scandal and admitting to a whole host of impeachable offences. Now, if you'll just excuse me for a second or two, we need to reset the dial and journey back from that parallel universe. Because, of course, President Trump did precisely the opposite. The bit about the letter is true, though. You may remember it. It was 6 pages long. Only the numbers at the bottom of each page made much sense. And the president, who is, of course, an acknowledged expert in 17th century US history, observed that, "I have been denied the most fundamental rights under the Constitution. More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials." Far be it from me to challenge the authority of a man who has obviously spent hours poring over dusty and obscure documents from the history of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts when he should have been reading his daily CIA briefing. But his controversial utterance does seem to invite some rigorous analysis. So, let's examine the validity of the suggestion that the impeachment process is odious in comparison with the procedures employed in the prosecution for witchcraft of a large number of women and a much smaller number of men in the rural community of Salem Village, Massachusetts, in 1692. Perhaps we should start with the response of the current mayor of Salem, Kim Driscoll, to the president's thesis. "Oy vey, again, learn some history," she tweeted. "Salem 1692 equals absence of evidence plus powerless innocent victims were hanged or pressed to death. Hashtag UkraineGate 2019 equals ample evidence plus admissions of wrongdoing plus perpetrators are among the most powerful and privileged." Straight away, we need to enter a caveat here, because Kim Driscoll is a lazy, do-nothing Democrat and is also the mayor of Salem Town, not Salem Village, where in 1692 the uproar actually took place. Back in the 17th century, the two entities were deadly rivals, Salem Town being much wealthier than the adjoining village of the same name. The patent lack of objectivity in the mayor's tweet, as well as her gender, suggests that Kim Driscoll may indeed be a witch herself. The Salem witch trials were symptomatic of suspicion of one's neighbour and the fear of outsiders, a phenomenon that happily has no place in President Trump's America. Were Arthur Miller alive today, he would undoubtedly focus on the agony of presidential impeachment rather than the Salem witch trials for his allegorical play about McCarthyism, The Crucible. The Salem commotion arose when two young children began to have fits and accused a number of local women of bewitching them. The resulting witchcraft trials led to the hanging of 19 women and the formal crushing to death of the single male victim, Giles Corey, husband of one of the alleged witches. Much of the testimony at the trials was so-called spectral evidence, where the witnesses recounted incriminating dreams rather than offering factual accounts of their experiences. As the record of the House of Representatives will show, spectral evidence, though encouraged by the Republican minority, was not accepted during the impeachment process. Neither is it likely that President Trump will ever be pressed to death under a pile of stones, the fate of Giles Corey. One other major point of contrast is that in 1711, a shamefaced Massachusetts legislature retrospectively exonerated the condemned witches and offered financial restitution to their families. Impeachment, however, is not subject to retroactive pardons, unless the president opts to pardon himself. And it's unlikely that Ivanka, Eric, Donald Jr., or any other Trump dependent will be getting a check in the post anytime soon from a chastened House of Representatives. So, is the impeachment process actually worse than the Salem witch trials, given that no one has ever been executed for high crimes and misdemeanors committed as US president? Thus far, at any rate, that's probably fake news. Sorry, obviously, I meant fake history.